Time for Joe's Need to Know News. The shooter who opened fire at that Borderline Bar and Grill in California on Wednesday night actually served in the Marines from 2008 to 2013. He was a decorated 10-time medal from touring in Afghanistan. He got 10 medals for that.
Oh, my gosh.
He also suffered from PTSD. Why am I saying it wrong?
PTSD, post-trauma.
I had it right. My bad. I apologize for that. According to the survivors, he was dressed in all black and used a legally owned 45 caliber handgun, which had an extended magazine. Witnesses said he also left smoke grenades inside to confuse people that were scared running around. Like, well, they didn't know if it was going to blow up or what the heck it was. So, and we're learning more details, too, about the officer that tried to stop it, was killed when that happened. A true hero and just absolutely amazing. So
sad.
Once again, our thoughts and prayers going out to everybody out there in California affected by that. What's your favorite Christmas movie? Because this is an awesome thing I need to go check out in Chicago regarding one of them.
Okay, see, it's like hard to like pick absolutely one, but I will say my top three.
Okay.
And that is Christmas Vacation.
Good.
Elf.
Okay, you got it. You got it right there. Elf
is what
I was looking
Santa
for.
Claus. I needed to name Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
And A Christmas Story.
Hey,
no,
guys,
that movie sucks.
Not every one of these can relate to my...
All right.
Whoa, excuse you?
What?
What did you just say?
I don't like A Christmas Story,
no,
okay?
No, that's not what you said.
It sucks. Get that negative energy out of here.
Yes. There's a diner in Chicago that's serving up a special spaghetti sundae inspired by the dish from the movie Elf in honor of the film's 15th anniversary. The dessert is modeled after the breakfast pasta Will Ferrell's character Buddy ate, and it's available now through Christmas Day for just $15. It's made out of spaghetti, strawberry and raspberry sauces, marshmallows, more Pop-Tarts, M&M's, Oreos, Fruity Pebbles, and coconut, all topped with syrup and chocolate sauce. Yes, please.
That is so stinking cute. But is it real spaghetti or is it like dessert spaghetti?
What is dessert spaghetti?
Well, like, are they creating a dessert spaghetti? Like, who wants to eat real spaghetti? Like, isn't that kind of gross? Like spaghetti with M&M's?
Well, that's the whole point. That's what it is. Like, Buddy the Elf ate some weird stuff. But
going to sell any?
You're confusing me now. Is there really a thing called dessert spaghetti?
I mean, I don't know.
M&M
I'm sure
never
they can
rapped
make,
about that.
Well, they can make a, like, probably sweet dough. I mean, isn't spaghetti made from dough?
No.
How do they make spaghetti? I don't know how they make
Okay. Yep.
Okay, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Moving on. This guy has got a good idea. A 69-year-old man in the Netherlands says he identifies as a 49-year-old man. He's asking the court to change his birth certificate so that he can say he was born on March 11th, 1969, rather than 1949.
What?
I don't know. The judge is going to hear the case to give him a thing. He just says, he's like, I want to be 49 instead of 69. I don't know. Hey, I'm down with that. I wish I could have that. Like, I'm not 16. I'm 21. Give me a beer.
I identify as a 21-year-old, and I will be going back to college. I'm just kidding.
You need to get past that. You really do. And I'm wondering about this. We were told yesterday that we're going to have a company Christmas party because some people aren't even doing them. But this year, companies will hold the fewest holiday parties since the financial crisis. They're saying only 65% of companies say they're going to actually throw a party. About 27% said they never hold celebrations, and the highest rate since the survey began back in 2004. They're saying one reason for this could be because of all the just drunk harassment, kind of the Me Too movement that's going on now, too.
Oh, I bet.
That they're so afraid to do anything. Last year's company party was awesome. We went to the casino. I never told you how much money I won, did I?
No, he won money and he rubbed it in all our faces.
No, I didn't.
That he won money and then he got all coy and shy about the amount. It's like, come on, dude. I know the juiciest story and then not tell the story.
I won't tell how much money I won because it's the most I've ever won in a casino in my life. But they gave us like a little bit of money to play with there. I took out my own 100, 150 bucks out of my savings because I never really go to the casino. I put it in there, and I think it was my fourth or fifth spin. I was doing $5 max bets. So I'm like a total gambler. So I was going to lose all my money within like 10 or 15 spins if I didn't win. And on my third or fourth spin, I hit, and it went like do 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 do. It's like for like minutes.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did you get a hand pay?
I can't discuss that.
What's a hand pay?
That means like you won pretty big, so they have to like they hand pay you cash.
It was cash.
So I think that means it's over 1,200.
That's wild. Yep. I just want to know the amount. I'm like still triggered that you like didn't tell us.
Well,
amount.
Of course I'm not going to tell you, because then you're going to ask for money. You're going to be like, if I won the lottery, you're like, oh, remember you said you're going to help me? Now, what do you guys want to do? Like, if we could pick anywhere we go for our Christmas party, what would you want to do? Or a holiday party, because I have to be politically correct.
I want to go on the 50-yard line of a Colts game.
Okay, that seems like something you could do without a Christmas party. Live the Web Girl, what would you want to do?
Maybe like laser tag or like Sky Zone.
Oh, we should do like go-karts. Racing.
Oh, go-karts would be so fun.
I would pitch you so bad, even though you're not allowed to bump. I would get your wheel like a cop maneuver. And I'm like,
I'm basically a race car driver, so don't even try.
Throwing like bananas and turtle shells. Yes, like yes, Mario Kart.
You're like a real life Mario Kart right there. All right.
Also, I have a tweet from DB. She says, I'm with Liv. A Christmas Story is crazy overrated. It does suck. It's depressing to me for some reason.
All right, real quick, too, by the way, can you guys, we talked about this the other day. Can we celebrate Thanksgiving first? Jeez.
I'm down.
You guys in here slamming Christmas movies.
Thanksgiving is part of the Christmas holiday.
Can you turn your mic off?
Actually, I can. Let me hit this button right there.
No.
All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.